From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. 6 Iraqi police, 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company Dyn said the issue had been resolved. The disruptions began in the United States, then spread into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage that affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who is responsible for the cyber attack.
Department of Homeland Security, that is the U.S. government agency that is responsible for monitoring our security in cyberspace and coordinating with the public and private sector to protect U.S. interest in cyberspace, is monitoring this situation, and they'll take a close look at it. But at this point, I don't have any information to share about who may be responsible for that malicious activity.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest. The U.N. Human Rights Council has agreed to launch a comprehensive independent investigation into alleged violations and abuses of international human rights law in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo, after a day-long emergency session called to discuss the deteriorating human rights situation in Aleppo. The 40-member council approved the resolution.